Around Comics, Episode 79. Chicago, this is Around Comics, a roundtable discussing topics in and around the world of comics. I'm your host, Christopher Niesman, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host of the show, Mr. Brian Salazar.
Why won't you let me go home? Too much show.
We had a week off. All Stop right. your bitching.
Fine.
Tom, are you ready to go?
I'm real tired, Chris.
That's, of course, Mr. Tom Caters.
I'm real tired.
And as you heard on Wednesday, and now Friday, you know him as the host of Word Balloon. He's our good buddy, Mr. John Santos.
Hey, what's happening,
hey,
Chris?
I'm John Dirty Banks.
Let's play three.
Yeah, let's play three. John's like, I just got a new brand new Starbucks. Let's go.
Yeah,
I'm
I
ready.
Feel good.
I just got a new cup of coffee. Let's roll.
That's exactly right.
All right. New York Comic Con, Part 3.
Dun, 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 dun.
The return. What is it with us and Comic Con coverage? We did three shows for Chicago, three shows for New York.
You just can't pack that much fun into two shows, man.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Well, everybody, we just don't want to do it a disservice. We have a lot of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not you people out there like it,
shitty,
we enjoy it. So that's all that matters.
No. If it was shitty, we would just pass it off as all the other shit episodes. But we have
as the other.
Quite honestly, the four of us can talk about anything for 6.5 hours.
You haven't,
so,
Jeff, you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
You should hear what we talk about when we're not recording.
It's much better than when we are recording.
All right. This episode of Around Comics is sponsored by Borders.
Your heart pounds, your palms sweat, the tension is nearly unbearable. And then you spot it, that graphic novel you've been searching for everywhere, right here in your local Borders. Borders is your source for the best original graphic novels, manga, deluxe hardcovers, and trade paperback collections. Not only will you find exactly what you are looking for, you'll discover unexpected new authors and series. While you're at Borders, don't forget to check out their huge selection of music, movies, and magazines. Borders isn't just a bookstore, it has everything you need for your comics culture lifestyle. Google Borders for a valuable coupon, and always remember to check Borders first. To find a store near you, go to www.borderstores.com.
You got to thank you for fine folks at Borders. You can also find that store locator at our website at www.aroundcomics.com. As always, Around Comics is recorded at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles, located at 4835 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. If you're in the area, please drop by. We would love to meet you while you're here. Ask them about their Polos membership. We talk about it every week. Good stuff. It's cheap. Come in. Enjoy.
Yeah. Get a deal. Enjoy yourself.
Meet Mark.
Quite the deal.
Tom is so tired. It's like,
and thanks to Mark. I want to say thank you to Mark. He brought with him to the New York Comic Con like 100 Dark Tower t-shirts that he just gave us to give out to people.
That's
and
cool.
We did. We got rid of all of them. I didn't even get one for myself. I was going to keep one for myself.
Me either.
What were the things he donated for the initiative?
He donated 200 Red Sonja number zeros.
No. He did a couple of...
First appearance of Iron Fist.
Yeah, that first... In,
cool. Marvel premiere.
Premiere, yep. Yeah.
Sure.
He donated a couple of CGC-graded new X-Men, Grant Morrison.
Very nice.
X-Men. What else did he gave a couple other things. I can't remember off the top of my head. But,
Amazing Fantasy number 15.
Yeah, we sold that for $11.
What did
it went for 11 yeah. bucks.
What Detective number 27.
Yeah. That's Showcase 104. Or I don't know.
Number
Flash 104, right?
Flash, yeah, 104. Showcase 4.
Yes. He gave us, actually, Joe Schuster in a bottle.
And yeah.
He sold it for $5 million.
I've heard he's been preserved in Mark Gruenwald's blood for the last 30 years.
Smelled
yeah.
like asparagus. Strange.
Strange.
Yeah, I was so happy that Mark was able to go to the show with us. It was great to have him there.
Funny side story, just to throw it out there, was Saturday We couldn't find Mark and his friend
Augie,
who's both,
another comic shop owner.
And we're like, where are these guys at? And we finally, they were out in New York shopping at comic shops. It's like you couldn't get enough comics at the con.
Well, maybe they're checking out the New York stores. And
they
see
went
what
to
they,
Midtown and Universe, and Jim Haley's Universe, Hanley's.
Oh, cool.
A couple other ones. So they had a good time. But
that's cool.
Yeah. So they're out checking out the New York scene. So. All right, as we said at the beginning, this is our New York Comic Con wrap-up, episode part three.
Part three?
Well, we did the news and reviews on Monday. All right. So this is really kind of our third wrap-up.
Sure, third of this week.
Right.
We recounted Friday's events, and I had my huge geek-out moment when Greg Rucka dropped by and signed at the table and, you know, gave me the shirt off his back.
Yes,
and,
literally.
Which was carried you to a water fountain because you were thirsty.
Wow, much like Shining Through? When, yeah. Okay.
And he did give me a little... insight into something he's working on next, but I can't talk about it, unfortunately. But he did...
Oh, that's right. You were looking through his notes.
Yeah, he noticed I had a... Nice. I have like a dozen of these moleskin notebook thingies, and I had this...
You pulled out a bigger one.
No, little one sitting on the table. I was using it to write notes and stuff in, and he happened to see this. Ooh, whose is this? And I said, oh, it's mine. He's like, oh, I love these things. I'm like, yeah, me too, you know. And he's like, oh, but they come out with these, and he pulls out of his bag this real big. They had made a while back these, like, floppy ones. They were, you know, black covered, but they were thinner. But they were small. And he had, like, this 8.5 by 11 one. I'm like, oh, my goodness, where did you get that thing? And so we were just geeking out on these notebooks. You know? Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
Sal gets really excited about sketchbooks.
Yeah, sketchbooks and any kind of like office supply. I have a weird fetish with all office supplies. Anyway, so
our office max.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right,
so he's like, oh, this is the I can't say it. This is the blank notebook.
The Kruppmeyer 300.
Yeah, something like that. You know, and I'm like, what? And he repeats it again. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I'm working on this story, and the main character's name is blah, and it's all in here. I'm like, ooh! And so I tried to get it out of his hands, but he wouldn't let me look.
He beat
look,
you.
Yeah,
he
well,
slapped
me. As you heard on Wednesday, the big news I'm really excited about, with the Whiteout movie coming out.
Yes, indeed.
He and Steve Lieber had a bet that if this ever made a movie, they would revisit Whiteout. So Whiteout Volume 3.
That was actually a scoop. Mm-hmm. He had told us that before he told anyone else, but unfortunately we didn't actually play it until a week later.
Yeah, he looked at me, he's like, when are you going to play this episode? And I was like, so-and-so. He's like, okay, we're doing Whiteout Thaw. I'm like, oh!
It's like,
I got my Bendis exclusive.
Is it any surprise it takes us three episodes to get through our coverage where we're now announcing the scoops that are no longer scoops?
Did
you hear about Countdown? It's only
so,
3 weeks right. later.
So
that was
your super,
that was
and my small geek moment that had nothing to do with comics, but it had to do with notebooks.
Sketchbooks.
But, yeah, sketchbooks.
But Mr. Caters had his big geek out moment on Saturday when he got to meet the architect of the Silver Age, the creator of The Flash, Mr. Carmine Infantino.
We're pitching a new sitcom to NBC, Tom and Carmine. It's going to be actually TLC, Tom Loves Carmine.
It's a cop drama.
Yeah, I kind of see that Peter Falk, D.B. Sweeney dynamic that we saw in Roommates.
Tom Loves Carmine.
It was unbelievable. They hit it off so well. And
cracking jokes.
Carmine was great. Carmine was fantastic.
It was two quick wits that got together, and you guys immediately understood each other, and that was, and I put it in my list of things I loved about the show. It was really special to see you guys just hit it off. It was
fun to meet someone that I've never met before, who I have huge expectations of, and then meet them and they don't disappoint you in any way, which I think is rare actually in life to meet someone, because I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the nature of being human, like, you can never live up to people's expectations. But then when you meet someone who, he sort of exceeded it in a weird way, because he was very funny and very, like, self-effacing and very humorous.
Well, that was, to look at Carmine, he's 82 years old, he looks like kind of a grumpy old man. I mean, he looks like he would not be pleasant to talk to.
Yeah, sure.
And he couldn't be anything, I mean, he plays on that. To some degree, you know, where he was messing with us.
I saw a woman when we walked up to him. This girl was getting this book signed, and it was a Flash book, and she was crying.
Really,
he was like, I haven't made a woman cry like that in decades.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but he was very funny and just very, and I talked to him for like 40 minutes, and he doesn't think that they should have ever killed Barry.
Well, no. You know, he doesn't get his due.
Yeah.
As really one of the most important people of the Silver Age.
He was really interesting to talk to you because I brought up like the Flash movie, and when I brought up making the Flash movies, he had all these opinions about
who should be,
like, what you have to do to make a Flash movie, and he had all these ideas of, like,
amazingly
what you have to do.
Sharp.
He was like, you have to do this, you have to do that. This movie wouldn't work unless you do this.
Think about it. He's the first to truly... they did it in the original Flash comic as well, but I really think the art of Infantino on the Barry Allen run elevated the idea of how motion should look.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really think the blur that you see now on Smallville... and all these other things when you see Super Speed use. Yeah, it really
is
Carmine.
Absolutely.
So it's an intangible, but I think, you know,
he
unfortunately he can't copyright it, but I think
he was
everyone
awesome.
Would say it's
I sat next to him for four, I sat next to him for 40 minutes and listened to him make fun of people.
including Jim Shooter.
Well,
no, you know, I really hope you guys get an opportunity to talk to him again at length, you know, on a future episode.
And a special thank you to David Spurlock and Vanguard Productions. They made that signing possible, and we're very grateful. And letting us steal Carmine away for an hour.
And he was amazing. That was like the biggest thrill I've probably ever had at a convention was talking
about. Yeah, and there's actually a great biography on the amazing life of Carmine Infantino. Yeah. That's the name of the book, and it is available through Vanguard Productions. It's a great way to get acquainted with his amazing life. So we do have a few minutes with Tom and Carmine. You want to take a little listen to that?
Absolutely. Here we go.
Well, I'm talking to Carmine Infantino.
Life goal.
Exactly. He won't let me forget it. He keeps reminding me who he is.
And spell the name now, for God's sake. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Now, what do you want to know? And you've got 2 seconds to get an answer.
Why should someone buy your biography?
Why should what?
Someone buy your new book that's coming out.
I wouldn't buy it. I'm not interested. I know the story. If you don't, then you buy it. If you don't, I couldn't care either way, frankly.
Yeah.
But it was fun doing it.
Yeah. I think it looks fantastic. And we talked about this earlier, but since they just changed the Flash again, who should be the Flash?
You mean in the film? What is the hero? Wizard?
Yeah.
Did you see the one they picked? Who did they pick? Do you remember?
I don't read Wizard.
Nice. Yeah. I came from Chicago, too. Yeah. You're a very big help, you know that, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm not...
more like you when I'm in trouble.
You don't have to spend all day with me, so it's all...
Let's go. I don't know who I'd like to see that part.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got to be somebody slim, tall and slim.
Yeah.
But there's a number of actors that way, I'm sure, huh? Yeah. Who would you like?
I don't know, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It wouldn't have to be someone who's too, like, muscular, and I don't think it's someone
that...
You don't
want to be like that, no. Yeah. It's a runner. He's got to be like a runner. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Slim, tall, and attractive, but not that good-looking, you know? Yeah.
Average type
average guy. Like me. Perfect. I'm perfect, and I don't want the part.
It's like Carmine Infantino, but a little less handsome, a little...
Well, not that much, so.
Not too much.
And I don't think I could play the part. I'm a little too young for the
plot. Too young,
I'm 82, so maybe a little too young, I guess.
Yeah, a little too young on that part. How's the convention going?
Very well. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah.
I was here last year, too, but I think there's a lot more people here.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
When's do you think one of these years people are just going to stop reading and then no one will show up?
I don't know. You know, is this almost as big as the California one, you think?
I think it's going to be eventually. I mean, it's only its second year.
Yeah, but I bet you got a couple hundred thousand kids.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Oh, yeah. It's they said last night they had as many people on Friday night as they did on Saturday last year. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Today it's huge. You can't walk. There's so many people. You know?
Yeah, people. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting someone dressed like a Batman or Darth Vader. Or Batman and Darth Vader.
Where the hell do you call it a dead cat? They'll like... Are you a writer? Are you a writer?
No, actually, I'm not.
Well, don't.
I'm an accountant.
No, don't even be one.
Don't start.
Don't start a career. You're not gonna get anything out of it.
Oh, it's too late for
this
me.
This is stupid.
No, this is good. This is better than normal interview.
You know, maybe an accountant might be good in this business. No,
money
then you'll find out how they're stealing the money, and the guys will have the money. You don't want that. No, no.
Exactly.
Leave it the way it is. It's nice. Make the money.
It's nice for it to be a fantasy rather than a. Once you start looking at it.
Like they used to do with the films, you know.
Yeah.
I think the Batman film, they did make three of them, but so far they claim they didn't make a dime. Figure that one out.
Yeah, exactly. I waited in line. How didn't they make money?
Nobody can understand that. But they lost money, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's what happened.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It'll be
all right.
That
there you go, Carmine Infantino.
Wow.
He lived up my expectations, and that's it. And he told me what he really planned for The Flash 10 years from now, and they're still following that plan. He wrote everything up to this point.
Interesting.
Jeff
they
Johns,
followed
Mark
it completely.
Wade had been following
Carmine's master plan.
Master
wow.
plan.
So when we were walking Carmine back
he said, "This should never have killed Barry." That's what he told me when we were talking about The Flash, because I was like, you know, the first books I read were the 100-page Flash issues. He just sort of laughed, and he was like, and I was like, yeah. And then I started reading him. I got really confused. And he looked at me really earnestly and made me stop and said, "They should never have killed Barry." And then we just walked up.
And then
to Mirror Master.
Well,
yeah. And then he took a picture with Mirror
yeah,
Master.
Yeah, we ran into a guy dressed as Mirror Master.
Yeah,
photos on the forum. And then we had to stop for a moment. And Carmine, you know, walked off for a second. And I looked at Tom. And I was like, should we try and talk with him about Bart and trying to explain that?
No.
And Tom just was like, no, let's not do that. No,
yeah, I bet that would hurt his head, exactly.
Yeah. It hurts my head
down
a little bit. Yeah.
But he was just awesome. I mean, he was so
cool.
He
was awesome.
I hope that I'm half as sharp at 80. I hope I'm alive at 82. But
yeah.
If I am alive, I hope I'm... I mean, he was just unbelievably quick
know,
and sharp and all there...
Because I've heard other interviews, quite frankly, other podcast interviews, and I was kind of concerned that you know, Carmine was starting to feel his age.
No, I don't think so
at all.
I didn't get that feeling at all.
Sharp.
Hey, when you hear a man call somebody a deadbeat for not donating to the Hero Initiative.
Hey, you know, it's close enough, and I hope that things change by the time this is broadcast. But I do want to mention that, unfortunately, another Silver Age creator, I don't mean to put a downer on things, but it was something we didn't acknowledge in the news earlier this week, and that's Arnold Drake had a little episode. And
Doom
so,
Patrol,
you know,
and yeah.
Yeah, and I saw him in San Diego, and his mind is still very sharp. He is getting up there, and he's older than Carmine, so our thoughts go out to him, and I hope everything's
sure.
going okay. Yeah. But it made me think of that when we were discussing Carmine.
Well, I'd say the New York show is, I think, really unique in that there are so many old-time creators that make that show.
Oh, tiny. Because
they all still live out there.
They live there, or it's just, you know, New York is still the mecca
Hell
for
yeah.
comic books. You know, and, you know, meeting Carmine, you know, I mean, Jim Steranko is not old by any, you know, any means, but, you know, he's a veteran creator.
Sure.
And you know, making his acquaintance was very exciting. You know, but there are a lot of the aged veteran creators, and for us to be working with Hero Initiative while we're there, it just kind of put a special bent to the entire convention
sure.
for us. And I know, you know, I had my geek out moment with Greg Rucka, you had your geek out moment with Carmine, and I think for Sal, a really nice moment for the convention for you was to be able to sit down for, you know, 45 minutes with Gene Colan.
Yeah, and unfortunately we don't have, I did do a little bit of an interview with Gene, but unfortunately the Gene was so soft-spoken that
mm-hmm.
he just wasn't being picked up on the mics. But the interview, I mean, we talked to Gene on the phone a long time ago, and a lot of what we talked about was sort of the same in that
Is
interview.
Is there an update on Captain America, for example?
Well, you know, he says he's, yeah, I mean, it's still in the works, but I don't know as far as, you know, if it's any further. We did.
Okay.
Honestly,
yeah,
John, what I talked about with Gene initially was how impressed I was with the younger generation. That there were a lot of people that were coming up to his table. A lot of people came up to our table to meet Gene, and how impressed I was with how much respect he got, because I always get the feeling with a lot of these guys that they just don't get the due that they deserve. A guy Gene,
Carmine. Crazy, like walking through Carmine through Artist Alley on the way down. Like we probably got stopped like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
By guys.
And that really down. And I told Gene that I said it just made me feel so good that people recognized what they've done, and Gene is such a gentle soul and such a good person, and I mean he is so grateful for
the acknowledgement of his
work, and I think just for having been a part of it. You know what I mean? He just it was funny, you know, talking to him about comics when we were doing the interview. He was wearing this New York hat. It was a baseball cap. It said New York.
Very
on
hip
it.
Looking. Man.
Yeah, he was very hip.
He's a natty dude. Yeah, like yeah, any yeah. whatever. Yeah. He really is.
And
he's
you know,
always
you,
sharp.
You call him Gene, and we've you know I call him Gene now. We've always called him Mr. Colon up to this point. He's so nice. He's so gracious, and he always says, "No, call me Gene. Call me Gene. Call me Gene."
I mean, it was an extremely special moment of not. It was after the I talked to him about comics, and I recorded that, and like I said, it didn't come out. But after that, I turned off the recorder and we just started talking about other things. He was really interested in the recorder we were using, and we started talking about different things that he did. And we just had this amazing conversation for about 15, 20 minutes about nothing to do with comics.
Sure.
And we were just laughing, telling each other stories, and having the greatest time. And I really walked away from that just feeling, and I don't want to be morose, you know, but whenever, you know, creators like Eisner and different, you know, Kirby have passed away, there's always been people you've seen online
telling these stories.
Yeah, I wish I had met that. And I'm so grateful that I was able to spend that time with Gene because
absolutely.
He is, you know, he is in his 80s.
Yes.
And, you know, at some point, you know,
yes.
whatever. But and I just feel so glad that I was able to spend time with him like that and have such a great, you know, just sort of person. It had, like I said, it had nothing to do with comic books. It was just two guys talking.
There was a big thrill at the end of that.
Yeah, and I don't really want to get into it, but there was someone that came up to the table to say hello to Gene, and it's a grandchild of a very other famous creator. And like I said, I don't really want to say who or anything, just because it was sort of a personal moment. But I was sitting there the whole time, and these two people, it was this very young person and Gene.
It was Jeff Johnstone.
No, it wasn't Jeff Johnstone. All right, it was, like I said, I don't really want to talk about it too much.
It was
but
special.
It was
a
very
moment.
Amazing moment for me to sit there and these two people talking back and forth of, you know, two generations apart, but the respect that was there and the admiration for both of them. It was an amazing experience for me at the con to hang around with Gene and just get to know him a little bit, and I'll always remember that.
I had a very interesting experience on the other side while you were sitting with Gene. And we were very lucky in that his table was about 45 feet from ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, while you know, I went over and got Gene and took him over to our table. And he kind of sat in the chair that I was sitting in, you know, for the show. And so I went back over to Gene's table and I sat down with his wife, Adrian, and talked with her for, you know, while you were talking with Gene. And I love my parents very much, but I want Gene and Adrian to adopt me now because they are amazing people. And Adrian, you know, talked to me, you know, things that Gene would never say, I think, to...
About his own work? Or
about his own work.
Gene
about
is a shitty artist.
About his
he
own work.
He lightboxes everything.
About his experiences, about his relationships with other people in the industry. To hear her talk about Gene and his relationship with Stan Lee. I mean, they are still very much... they think of each other, I think, very much as brothers, even to this day. And she said that Gene will call or email Stan, and he'll... back with him, you know, in a heartbeat, and talking about growing up in the Marvel family. And I think it's been kind of documented that, you know, Gene, while he did do some stuff for DC, never really fit in with DC as a company. He always, I think, felt very, and what from Adrian said, felt very at home with Marvel and not really with DC. And mm-hmm. she went back, talked about those creators, and just kind of getting that perspective from her and what he came up through. It was amazing.
Very
and,
cool.
Yeah. great people.
Well, guys, I should ask because I think every weekend at a convention is filled with highlights. So what would you say were your, like, most memorable moments of this NYCon?
Well, I'm meeting Carmine, coming up with the Hero Clicks song.
You and Pat Leica?
Get your clicks on!
Which we have a bunch of voicemails still.
Should we,
Did you pitch that to the boys at the Hero
Clicks? I did not, because I'm saving it.
All right.
We're going to get Crank and, right. and his ex-bandmates to do a metal that. Version of Get
should
Your
we,
Clicks
On. Should we play Pat's voicemail?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, guys. It's Pat Leica. Just wanted to tell you guys how much I enjoyed seeing you guys again in New York. I thought you guys were doing a lot of good things by working with the Hero Initiative. I did my best to donate, because I sure won't feel right if I didn't, and I went home with two amazing Steve Root sketchbooks. I also went home with lots of fun memories from the show. I remember a dinner at the Empire State Building and talking Civil War with Sal, and I also enjoyed the shuttle ride to the con on the first day, and seeing Chris's reaction to Greg Rucka. Seeing Tom chatting with Carmine Infantino, that was a brilliant moment right there. And just being near the great Gene Colan. Of course, it's also worth noting that we got to see Sal sporting the New York gear that other night. And it's also fun chatting with Biff Tannen. I mean, B. Claymore, Jeremy Hahn, and Mike Norton. It's also cool to meet Gail Simone and Sean McKeever for the first time. Not to mention there's that that story with a used condom in a certain person's bedroom. It felt like a Chicago con, actually, but a lot crazier. Thanks for coming to the show, and I can't wait to see you guys again in Chicago, especially so we can, we can get your clicks on! Take care and keep up the great work, and tell Sundress that I missed him. Later.
That was America's Guest, Pat Leica. Everyone loves Pat.
Dial our studio and path to Armageddon. He's a good man.
Yeah. Sal and I were talking about
he's
it today.
A
it's
soul.
What we've you know
he's a
we love and we love to go and meet creators and go just be part of the con experience.
I hate most of them.
But now there's like this group of friends that we have that we only see at conventions.
Absolutely,
it's Dave and you know
that was my biggest disappointment of the show.
Friends is a strong word.
That was my biggest disappointment of going to the con, was that I didn't get enough time to hang out with, like, Dave and Vince and Pat and all those guys that, like, in Chicago that we hung out with. And that was my favorite part of Chicago, was hanging with those guys and just, you know.
Well, that's the thing about having a table. You're obligated to be there.
Well, we were next to those guys, and we just never got to see them. I mean, we were, like, 6 feet away, and we never even really got to talk with them.
We have to do what I do and just ignore people. And they would come talk to you and just, like, turn around and be like, I'm just
going to
talk to you.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Let's always, like, I'm
oh,
always,
you're
like,
so full of shit. You were Mr. just carnival barker. You were out
I
there.
I was probably the worst carnival. I was the
although
biggest whore.
You did invent the greatest con ever.
Yeah, of all time.
Tom invented him and Brent Irwin from Ape Entertainment, who spent a lot of time at our table, and Brent was great, but... Tom invented it, and Brent perfected the technique of getting people to take our... We had these postcards printed up around comics, postcards.
Right?
We were trying to hand them out to people, and, you know, you get a lot of people that
no
just walk by.
Nobody wants
it and everything. So Tom invented the idea of, as they walk past, just throw it at their feet and go, oh, you dropped that. And, but
it worked. It fucking worked.
All of a sudden...
Just throw it behind him and be nice. Like, oh, excuse me, sir, you dropped that. It worked great with couples and young women. Any group of men, they would either swear at you or look at you like...
There were a couple of women got pissed off, though. They're like, oh, I ain't going to take that
car.
But we turned them.
Yes, we did.
So if you are a listener that Tom threw a postcard
at,
please send us an email. Yeah. Tom, what were some of your other highlights of the show?
My other highlights included going to the Soviet-themed bar.
KGB's.
Listening to Sal snore on the air mattress and watching... Chris trying to get
biscuits and gravy.
The TikTok. But it was great. I had a great time. I liked meeting everyone, and I enjoyed getting that statue.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about that.
What statue?
Saturday.
We had a mystery present.
Saturday, at the end of the con, Tom, I don't remember. You were.
I was talking to, like, the Indie Spinner Rack or something. I was just wandering around.
We're getting we're kind of finishing up and everything, and we're getting ready to leave the show. It was like 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And Jason Malay is standing in front of our table, and he's like, hey, who's. Evil monkey statue is that
from Family Guy?
From Family Guy, and I'm like, what? And sitting in front of our table, in a bag, is a evil monkey statue from Family Guy, and I'm like, I don't know who's it. And he looks in the bag. Jason looks, and there's a note, and it said to Tom the Detective Chimp Caters, evil monkey something or whatever, and somebody had just left it there
Tom
with
really
a mysterious
anonymous statue. Yeah. That was very kind.
Thank you to whoever left it. I wish you would tell me who you were.
Yeah. You know, with your fascination, I don't mean to sidetrack, but it was a great comic book. Did you ever read that Mr. Bang Planet of the Apes series from last year?
You know what's funny? No, I didn't, but my friends that aren't comic book fans that I made come to the show, I took them to a table that were selling old 70s magazines, and one of my friends is just the biggest Planet of the Apes nerd.
Oh, he
and I bought him all these 70s Planet of the Apes
in his glory,
magazines.
Absolutely. That was the time.
It was fantastic.
There
he was just like, oh, my God, this is great. He's like, they have these? This exists? He had no idea that, that the black and white comics.
It was interesting hearing, you know, Matt and Pat, sort of their comments about the convention. They had never been to one before.
So they attended with you guys. They walked around. Stuff.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
They were pretty amazed by some of the stuff, and not necessarily in a good way, but, some stuff they were amazed in a good way, but some stuff it was a little scary for them.
Oh, sure.
To see
people jumping up and down for a signed poster. Like, oh, give it to me! And they're like, what the fuck are they giving? Are they giving away kidneys? What the fuck is going on over there?
I saw a weird thing, you know.
The meaning of life.
I was at the Marvel booth. On Friday or Saturday, I don't remember which day, but I was waiting for Jim McCann. I was waiting for him behind the Marvel booth. We were going to try and schedule some stuff. It didn't work out. But and they had posted on the booth, they had these just printed out schedules of who was signing at the booth.
And when? Okay.
And there must have been four or five people that went up to it and took a picture of it with their camera.
Hilarious.
And I'm just like, why would you want, was that? You know, why would you want?
Dude, I would get my picture taken with Fatakin Skywalker before I get it taken.
That's your highlight.
I know.
That is
watching Fat Anakin Skywalker fight Thin Anakin Skywalker, and Dave Walker and I watched that happen. So we're drinking beers on the landing, and my fucking mind was blown. That's when I really knew I was at a really sweet convention, as Dave and I are drinking a beer and we're like, oh, check it out. Thin Anakin won. Fat just sort of walked away.
Lots and lots and lots of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Great pictures of like Boba Fett and a couple Stormtroopers and Darth Vader crossing the street across from Javits Center.
Carmine told me a story that when Stan Lee was walking through the convention, he had Stormtrooper escort and was waving like he was Jesus Christ.
Oh, Carmine was so awesome.
So, Chris, what were your big highlights?
Oh, I had to write a few down.
Here's
my prepared list.
Yeah,
you better not steal mine.
Rocka.
Oh, that's
that's a surprise.
Hello.
Shocker.
Shocker.
What an awesome
spoilers.
Guy. what an awesome guy. He's
fantastic.
He's awesome.
He is so gracious to come on and spend time with us and everything.
He was the original Around Comics guy that like kind of got the ball rolling with you guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Way back when, 2 years
ago. Yeah, he's just he's been so great with us, and we really appreciate
him. He's a stud.
He's a gentleman.
What?
He's a stud. He's
in
a
the
gentle
sack.
Soul. He rocks.
I like to say gentle soul.
Please go out and buy Checkmate because it's a great series.
Sure.
Talking with Adrienne Cullen. We mentioned that earlier. She's an amazing person and a fantastic companion for Gene, and she just she loves her husband so much, and just talking with those folks was amazing. Seeing Tom and Carmine. That was a huge moment for me because I know how much it meant for you to spend time with him, Tom.
Yeah, I I made love to him later.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was the...
Tom, no one's ever touched me like that before.
Oh.
It really is icky.
Just, you know what? Carmen would laugh at that joke.
He would.
We were laughing like Saturday night. We were waiting outside the New Yorker, trying to get everybody together to go out to dinner, and all of a sudden this big stretch of limo pulls up, and we were all kind of joking that it was like all of a sudden the window's gonna roll down, and it was Carmine. Tom, come on, let's go,
oh, lads.
I got four hookers. Let's go.
Was it anybody in the limo?
No,
I don't know.
They offered us $200 to drive us 5 blocks.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Norton is a guy that will drop in here into the show. He shops at this store and is a guy that we've had the pleasure of spending some time with. And just seeing Mike on the New York stage and seeing how happy people were for him. Seeing
him in Cats was amazing.
Memory is really never sung until really Mike Norton makes it his own.
No, but seeing Mike, the big news for the exclusive, and how I think that was his first, I think, real experience getting in touch with his fan base, which I don't think he knew that those people were out there, and so that was exciting to see Mike really,
I can't wait for he just had an interview in Newsarama, and I can't wait for someone already had the great post of, he's not as good as John Byrne. Well, thank you for posting that. Like,
and you know what Mike would say to that? Yeah, no shit. and Mike is just so humble and so self-effacing, but that was really exciting for him.
I emailed Mike today, because he's been, there's been interviews of him. He was on CGS.
Yeah, and they had a studio on CBR.
Yeah, and he's on Newsarama and everything. Sure. And I said, geez, Mike, you're everywhere, He's like, yeah, you know what? If it was anybody but me, I'd be sick of me already. But he deserves it all. Mike has worked very hard for a long time to finally, get...
He's not an overnight success.
No, not at all. He's
someone who can do that sort of art with absolutely no arms or legs.
It's amazing. Hooks and pegs. It's just...
And body made up almost 90% of hooks and pegs.
spending 10 amazing. Minutes with Gary Coleman was a blast.
Gary Coleman.
Stop awesome. Talking about Gary Coleman.
It was cool, man.
Now, boys, I told you not to make a ruckus.
He's a book to Image.
Is he really?
Yeah. It's called... I don't know. It's called... only $50 for an autograph.
How cool is Gail Simone?
Gail's very cool.
I could have told
you. And her husband, Jerry Ordway.
What happened?
Her husband walks up, and he's got Jerry Ordway's badge on. And at first I'm like, that's
not Jerry Ordway.
It really confused
me. I was like, we're getting ready to start a really big internet rumor. He says, I'm Chris.
I'm
Gail
Simone.
It's like, wow, I didn't know that Gail was married to Jerry Ordway. So
younger than I thought. That's hilarious.
So
and he actually purchased Mike Norton's Adam sketch.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, he bought the Adam sketch.
Oh, that's really cool. That's
and I told
great.
Him, hey, if you play
really
your cards
nice,
right, you might get that signed by Gail Simone.
Well, this is how cool Gail is. I had emailed her. Yeah,
she bought us beer even though we're underage.
She's cool, no, man.
Awesome. Couple weeks before the con, I emailed her and I said, "Hey, Gail, we're around comics. We're going to be doing some stuff with Hero. Would you be interested in signing at our table for 45 minutes to help with the benefit?" She emails me back. She's like,
minutes.
I would love to help out Hero. And the entire time, absolutely gracious. Just cool, amazing person. So
she's awesome.
Well,
yeah.
Except for the part where she told me not to look at her directly when I talked to her. She said, please write
that.
Down notes.
No, and there's someone, again, that like was one of us. I mean, really just a wise-ass fan.
Yeah.
That, the creators really kind of fell in love with her silly little columns and stuff. And a great success story that's come through the ranks.
She told us that she listens, so that's why I make those jokes.
And she does listen. She is a podcast fan. She is a huge podcast fan.
It's Gail, if you're listening.
Hi, Gail. Hi, Jerry.
You're one of the best in the biz. She is she's an absolutely outstanding writer.
How many highlights you got?
All of the podcasters.
The entire fucking weekend.
Highlight
29. The guys I've emailed with, Skyped with, and talked with on the internet. Because, Rick Gordon.
I forgot my highlights.
I've got them written down right here. all the Podcast Alley folks.
Yes,
it was awesome.
Great.
To meet
it
Jesus,
nice to
I'd like to thank Jesus.
All right.
Jesus signed at our table for 15
really?
Minutes.
You know, the Academy Awards right now would be like, bah, bah, bah! The playoff music would have come
all right.
hours ago.
Sal.
Man.
A couple of my highlights.
Most of
obviously, Gene, hanging with Gene.
No, you can't use that one. That's already been used. I'm sorry.
By who?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No,
hanging with Gene, talking with him, that was probably my biggest highlight of the con.
Bring the thunder. Fresh.
Beyond that, you know, just being surrounded by so many talented people that were so humble and gracious and just willing, you know, appreciative of their fans was really something special to see again. I mean, it's always at the cons. It always sort of amazes me when you see these extremely talented people that are just appreciate when fans come up to them and say how much they like their work. And, you know, that's always cool to see. As far as, like, listeners, we had, you know, probably a half a dozen times where listeners told us how much that, one, they liked the show, which was great. But the other thing that really kind of made me proud was how much people were saying that they were buying books that we recommended and they really enjoyed it and they really loved the fact that we recommended them stuff that they hadn't heard about. And that really made me proud because that was really sort of what
I wanted
to do with this show to
Absolutely.
Begin with. So to hear people do that, you know, say that that's what, you know, we were accomplishing that was really cool. There were a few guys that I met at the show, Shane White and a few other guys that are really talented artists that nobody really knows about yet
I know are going to... Shane created the Word Balloon logo, the original Word Balloon logo.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
He did indeed.
Awesome.
Shane was great. Shane,
he's a good man.
We hung out with Shane a bit, and he was awesome. But Shane and a few other guys that I got to meet,
Gabe
and gosh, I can't think of the other guy's name off the top of my head.
That's the awesome what, Mad Magazine style.
Yeah, there
were
a handful of
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, there were a handful
from,
of guys.
Gabe from Claymore's.
Gabe is a storyboard artist. I was telling
okay.
you about him. He's
oh,
a
yes.
storyboard artist for different films. He worked on Spider-Man 3 and X2 and a bunch of other stuff, but. There was just a handful of guys that like nobody knows about that are these unbelievable artists that I think sooner or later you're gonna see their names
okay.
and you're gonna hear about and you're gonna see their works. They're
we
just
all
so
told
talented.
Them to go talk to Brenner.
Yeah, from Ape
and we're like, go talk to Brenner.
And Brent was awesome.
Yeah, hanging with Brent. I had a blast with Brent Irwin. Just hanging out with him
he
and talking.
He taught me how to really, really sell being a carnival barker.
Yeah, he's
like
a pro,
really?
Man. He's good at it. And then I met a guy who happens to be a Miami Dolphin football player.
Yeah, that was
Tom
crazy.
And I met him. We were sitting at the table, and this guy comes up to us, and he starts talking to us, and then he starts asking our advice. He's got a comic book that he's trying to get published, and he was sort of asking our advice.
Is he a current
who
player, or is he
yeah.
a player?
Current
he's a current
starter,
starting fullback
his name is Darian Barnes. He's the yeah. fullback for the Miami Dolphins, and he was the nicest guy, and Tom and I were just like, what the hell? You know, what are you doing here? And he's like, he loves comic books. He's trying to get this book published. He just actually emailed me yesterday and told me that he's got Barbara Kessel.
Yes,
who edited
course.
Watchmen.
She's
going to be editing his book.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He has this entire team set up on this book that he's trying to get. So I think he's going to
talk. The book actually looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barbara's
the right
a real
writer.
So, I mean, that was really kind of cool to meet him because, you know, and he even kind of mentioned this too. It's like, you don't, you know, when you think of comic books, you don't always think of, like, athletes. You know, and he's this professional athlete. Obviously loves comics. I mean,
cool.
you talk to him 2 seconds and it was obvious.
You got Shaq. I mean, Shaq's a huge
yeah,
you
know,
fan,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, so it was just kind of neat. That was one of the highlights. But you know,
cool.
overall, it was just it was
guys
just awesome.
Guys dropped by Tony Chastain.
Tony Chastain, OCT
well,
artist
mean, well,
who listens.
I think we mentioned it in the other episode, but I wanted to mention it again. For me, like besides meeting Carmen Infantino and all that sort of stuff, the other big highlight was just meeting the other people that do podcasts.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think it was just it was so much fun to like. Put
the iFam, the
yeah,
iFamboy
like
guy,
always
and
he's been
Ron
rag.
And Josh and Connor.
Yeah, like
Charlito is like a ping pong ball, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know, I regret not spending more time with Charlito and Phil in San Diego.
And
those guys
so like,
nuts, man. They're awesome.
Like the Comic Geek Speak guys,
sure.
the Bullpen Bulletin guys, and just seeing all of them, and you sort of realize that all the podcasts are sort of in the same.
Sure. It's a community.
And that's the thing about cons in general that I love so much is just you're surrounded by people that share the same interests, that have the same love of that medium and really...
Hanging out with Claymore and Jeremy Hahn.
Yeah, Jeremy. Yeah, that was great.
Two of my favorites.
You know, it was just a cool experience going to New York and all that stuff. So
well, and you just started touching on it when you said it, Sal, and I think you're right. People who don't go to conventions don't realize luckily, I think because of the internet, the comics community has gotten closer, and it's one of the things that seems to come up with some of the creators when I interview them as well. That really before the internet, the con was the place. Where you could feel like, yeah, exactly.
You
it was a place to go. You didn't have to explain to people why these books were great. They know. I mean, so much of the setup of trying to explain why something is good isn't necessary because you're dealing with people that are fans of these books as well. And you do. You forge these friendships that you do only see these people when you see them at conventions, and you do look forward to seeing them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's great, and it happens at any convention like that.
And we had talked to Mike Norton before when we did the Crankcast. You know, it was like, you know, I had never really gone to conventions much.
Out of town?
Ever. In general. I never really went to cons before, like, 2003, I think, was my first big con, Wizard World Chicago, I think 2003 or 2004 I went to.
Uh-huh.
And it blew me away. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, and it was just such an amazing experience. So for anybody that hasn't gone, you know, if you can, go to a con. If you love comics, if, you know, you've been reading them for a long time, go to a convention. Go to the, you know, find the biggest one in your town and go to it.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It really is, because it's just such an amazing, I mean, you know, it's the one place where, you know, your whole life reading comic books has almost been this stigma of, you know, you're ashamed of it to some degree growing up, and you're afraid of, you know, maybe your friends or other people or people, you know, that find out that you read comics because it has this, you know, this dark...
Well, yeah, they just don't get it.
They don't get it. You know, and you go to a con and everyone there gets it.
Sure.
And everyone there, you know, it's like you can be the you know, the biggest geek about it.
There's
that
40,000 people
that are
right.
just
they
as much a geek.
It.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so the cons are so
cool
because
Vatican.
Of that.
Yeah.
You can see Fatican.
You know, and that's,
you know,
one of the things in doing these wrap-up shows, you know, we have listeners that, you know, are in, you know, all over the world. We you know, listeners in Australia or Europe or whatever.
Japan.
And I hope that we are, you know, hopefully bringing this con and other cons closer to them. You know, I don't want it to be a, you know, nah, we went to New York and you didn't.
Right.
We had a great time and you didn't.
I
kind
of hope it is like that.
Well, Tom does.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a great experience, and I hope that podcasts and I hope that, you know, the internet is able to bring that stuff closer to people that aren't able to get to these big cons. And, you know, it was a great experience, and if you have a chance, go. But, you know, I hope that this is a way of maybe bringing that just a little bit closer to people that, you know, that can't get to New York or San Diego. And I've never been to San Diego, but,
you
know. You
know, like we were talking about, you know, people you don't meet, it's like, you know, the perfect example of a guy that I've never seen anywhere except at a convention is Nick T from the Bendis Boards.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, he lives in England.
Nick,
you know,
Thompson,
it's
yep.
like I would never have met him if it wasn't for conventions.
About half,
you know, it's like, and I've seen it.
It's true. It's
yeah,
like,
well, yeah, you don't. But you know,
what
the
I mean? Really
it's
great
like,
thing is we. Nick, what?
I'm sorry,
but,
Nick, again, please.
You don't. You know,
I never
see him anywhere other than at a con. I'm never going to run into him on the street. I'm never. You know, I'd never have known him if it wasn't for conventions. So I mean, that, you know, it's really a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
And to be able to have friends like that and you know,
international
friends.
Yeah,
international
friends.
You know, it's like David and Vince. You know what I mean? It's like I those guys are great friends to me. I would do anything for them, and I'd never had met them if it wasn't for this podcast and for conventions.
And then,
you know,
and now conventions are those, you know, those markers during the year that we get to go and you know, reconnect with friends that we've made.
You bet. And it's, and you look forward to it, and it's, no, it becomes part of your year, and it's, no, it's fun.
Yeah,
that's
so
good, guys. No, I'm really glad that, you know, like I said, I hope you guys get the chance to enjoy San Diego and some of the other shows, but New York is a fine show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, we had some fantastic posts on the forum, and I'm not going to read the post, but I'm going to mention some of the people that posted there. Raph, who, Wraithmaker on the forum.
My first autograph. You wanted an autograph from all of them. My only autograph.
Raph was, he was crazy in the podcast arena. He loved meeting everyone, and he's a great guy. So I'm sure that we will see him at many more conventions coming up. Dave Wachter, who's starting to be a convention regular
staple,
and obviously one of our good friends. You know, check out Scar Tissue, the comic, and Dave's going to have a lot of great things coming up beyond that. You know, Fiendish Fables coming up, and Dave is you know, pound for pound the best best comic book sketch artist out there, so always look for him. Pat, you heard his voicemail, but Pat had a great post on the forum. Hammer 89, Bruce R. It was so awesome to meet Bruce finally in person. That's a perfect example of a guy that I felt like I was a good friend with before I ever met him in person. Ska Boss, Black Wilco, Server 106, all those guys that we now know their real names. But
I don't remember them.
Yeah, we know them by their screen names. So it was awesome to meet all of those folks at the convention. So, I guess the next one coming up for us, we don't have a set schedule, but it's probably going to be Chicago.
Probably. I mean, we talked a little bit about Heroes Con in Charlotte. Maybe. I don't know. You
when
know,
is Heroes Con? It's
in June.
It's in June.
Maybe I'll go by myself.
Oh. Yeah, it's the end of June, isn't it?
Yeah.
Philadelphia is the beginning of June, and I think Heroes Con is the end of June.
Hero wants us to go to Philly, right? Or Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, they want us to go to Baltimore.
Baltimore's in the fall after Wizard.
Yeah.
Chicago.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going
to
happen?
I'd love to
go to every con, but unfortunately, you know,
I'm hoping to go to San Diego. I'm not sure if I'll be able to or not. And I know I'll be at, obviously, Wizard Chicago. And, I don't know. I'd like to either go to Baltimore or Mid-Ohio Con, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. Mid-Ohio Con's always Thanksgiving.
Emerald City. I'd like to go to Emerald City.
Emerald City sounds great.
And everyone is, like, so psyched this season for Emerald City. And it's, man, I got to tell you, that's a hell of a roster. Everybody on the West Coast, I think, that is in that northern West Coast region
is going there.
It's the end of April. Isn't that right?
I think it looks like a great show.
Or the end of March. It's either the end of March or it's the end of April, but it is coming up.
I'm going to make my girlfriend go to a con with me. I think I'm going to force her to go to Heroes
Con. Bendis, Rucka, Bagley, you know, Brubaker, everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
a ton of people are going to Heroes
Con.
Yeah,
basically,
great
everybody
lineup.
We read
this
and,
is the
and enjoy their art.
25th anniversary for Heroes this year?
I thought that was last year.
No, this is the year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Because I thought last year was the big-ass show for the 25th anniversary. But
so, great.
Hopefully we'll go to more.
I guess what we're saying
see.
Is that if there's a con in your area, for a comic book fan, it is really the pinnacle of your year. Go to your regional con. It's a great time. And a lot of these creators that you may feel are unapproachable, they're not. Go up, tell them that you know what you think of their work.
I actually got that feeling, like, from a couple of people that came up to our table, that, like, I feel
that
when
was
I go
funny.
Up,
that
when
was
I
funny.
When I go up to see, you know, Neil Adams, I get geeky and I feel like I don't, you know, it's like I don't want to take up his time. And I got that feeling from a couple of people that came up to see us, and it's like, dude, we're just dorks.
Yeah, we're
talking.
You.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, we have recording equipment. That's the only difference.
We have microphones.
Yeah. You know, it's like, please don't ever feel that way about us idiots. So,
would you say New York a success?
I think it
was a big-ass failure, actually. I can't believe you'd even ask that question.
Sounds like a huge
What's wrong with you?
Failure.
Look at the look of disappointment on your
face. I'm never going
again. Exactly. Failure.
I hate it. I'm printing up T-shirts to say, I hate New York.
You know what you failed on? Biscuits and gravy. So, yes. Big failure.
And there's other stuff. You know, we got a couple other voicemails we didn't play. We have some other...
We always have voicemails. We never go.
Interviews.
If you keep building up these voicemails... I think someday
a whole podcast,
there'll be a special guest someday where someone will answer some of these.
Very nice, very good. All right.
From Latvia, perhaps
a little tease.
Yeah, our good buddy David Price sent us a voicemail, and we will play that probably next episode. But tell you what, guys, let's you know, the love fest here.
I have to go home.
Let's hug
I'm
one
sorry,
out, bitches.
Tom, it's late. It's almost 1 in the morning. It's almost 1. We've been here a long time.
John, take me home.
I will.
John, will you please
take... Don't worry, Phil Collins.
All right, guys.
Let's be in the air tonight, my friend.
Let's finish this one up. We got some announcements here. The year of Alan Moore
continues.
Really?
The year of Alan Moore. It just keeps going on.
I posted my thoughts about the first couple. Tom,
are you reading from hell?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'm going to keep up with you on this one.
The more you talk, the longer it takes. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. All right. The year of Alan Moore. We are in March. It is From Hell. Next month is A Small Killing and Wildcats. We have a new sponsor for the year of Alan Moore. InStockTrades.com is going to
once we unveil the contest,
Cameron and the fine folks at InStockTrades.com are going to be giving away the next month's books for the year of Alan Moore.
Gravy.
Yes, so all good stuff there. You get more details next week. Please spread the Around Comics love. You can take us up on our listener LCS challenge. Download that funky little flyer and put that up in your comic shop, and we'll mention you in the comic shop on the show and put a link to them on the site. You can be
good. Tom won't say a fucking word now.
You can become our virtual friend at Comic Space and MySpace.
And singles only.
You can do my personal favorite, and that is leave us a review at the iTunes Music Store. Be as cool as Andy Parks. Go out and buy Capote in Kansas, and you'll find out exactly how cool Andy Parks is. Frapper. Sal, we got some frappers.
Oh, shit. You want me to read them? let's see.
Garrett Hoffich from Allen, Texas. Love the podcast. Great job.
Which Miguel one are you Jorge listening to?
From Portugal.
That's Miguel George. Miguel George.
All right. It's Miguel George. I thought it was Jorge. Roy from Concord, California. I guess you guys are cool. Just kidding. Dave J. from Edison, New Jersey. It was great meeting you three and Mike in New York City. I love my Wildcat and Thing sketches.
This is Dave is a listener to the Comic Book Queers podcast and found us through that episode. And
that's nice.
He bought two Mike Norton sketches there, so he dropped 100 bones to help the Hero Initiative, and it was a pleasure to meet David, so thank you very much.
And then from the other side of the globe, Matt Leach in Sydney, Australia. Great show, guys, and never forget that Sydney is so much better than Melbourne.
Oh,
the gauntlet has been thrown down. Burn.
Take that, Melbourne.
Burn on Melbourne.
Yeah, don't no pissing on any of our Australian fans, though. We all love Australia.
We're huge in Australia.
And Paul Tucker from Ichirahara, Chiba, Japan.
Yeah, smoke the Chiba.
Who loves the show, keeps him going here in Japan whenever he's drawing or exploring. So that's very cool.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank all of you.
Check out all the great things that are on comics.com.
One of the people that I forgot to mention.
Survey.
Monica Gallagher dropped by the table.
She did.
Eat Your Lipstick. EatYourLipstick.com.
Yes.
Go check out Gods and Undergrads. It was so great to meet her at the show.
Oh, wait. I had two other little things from
Jesus.
One, I really got the feeling by the end of the con.
Can we cut out some of the 50-minute Gene Colan wank-off that we had earlier? You can cut out some of my Carmine part if we want to fit this under 2 hours.
Quickly.
Who watches the caters? Indeed.
By the end of the con, I really got the feeling Tom felt about like he feels right now about me and Chris.
Tom,
he just hated it.
You want to ride the train home together tonight, Tom?
Fuck no.
The other thing was I wanted to say I felt really bad for Gene Ha. Unfortunately, his glasses broke on the airplane. On the way back.
Oh, good. I was waiting for this sad story about Gene. Okay, good.
He was sitting
sorry.
Right next to
it
us.
It was okay because he got to play Galaga.
He was playing some Galaga in the airport.
I had to stop Chris from taking a really creepy photo of him playing fucking video games.
Poor Gene. Yeah, exactly. Gene can't even get a break and play an arcade game.
Galaga.
He's sitting next to Andrew P. Poy on the airplane. I'm just like, I'm not going to talk to Gene Ha. It's like.
I could have sat next to fucking Stan Lee and I wouldn't have said one goddamn word about comic books by Sunday night. I was so done with comic books. I was just like, fuck this. I don't want to. I could have sat next to Jack Kirby.
I wanted to
sit next to me.
Hey, you got to sit by yourself on the flight back.
Yeah.
I had to sit next to Chris who talked to me the whole
fucking
way.
Yeah, it's too short of a flight, so I guess there was no movie.
No movie.
Right.
I gotta
wish there was a movie.
Anything.
Do they have at least satellite radio or something on that plane?
Fucking Strychnine.
I had a ginger ale.
I had a dude who took his fucking shoes up next to me like I'm living at his house.
Oh, man, my dogs are barking. Yeah. It's like Flight Train's automobiles.
Fuck you, dude. Sal, you know Did you pay $300 a ticket?
Sal fucking had me.
Yeah, I had
wasn't it great when X happened to Y?
Hey, I just went...
Do you remember this part?
You know, like 2 weeks ago when you said like the most annoying thing in the world to you is someone that has an irrational fear of flying, and we all said, oh no, we're not afraid of flying, we're not afraid. Chris fucking lied. He is afraid of flying. And I had to like hold his fucking hand.
Sal, will you hold my hand?
On the way down on the departure.
I'm so glad
tell Rucka I love him. Yeah. If we don't make it.
Let's finish this episode. I want to go home so bad.
All right.
Yikes, man.
Well, anyway, just so everyone is aware, we post the next week's topic on Tuesdays at our forum at www.aroundcomics.com. Next week, we're happy to welcome back one of our favorite guests, the writer of Exterminators, Simon Oliver. Thank you again to Borders. Borders is your source for the best original graphic novels, manga, deluxe hardcovers, and trade paperback collections. Not only will you find exactly what you're looking for, you'll discover unexpected new authors and series. While you're at Borders, don't forget to check out their huge selection of music, movies, and magazines. Borders isn't just a bookstore. It has everything you need for your comics culture lifestyle. Now you can save on your favorite graphic novels, manga, and more. Google Borders for a valuable coupon, and always remember to check Borders first. To find a store near you, go to www.borderstores.com. We are proud to have helped the Hero Initiative. Hero creates a financial safety net for yesterday's creators who may need emergency medical aid, financial support, or essentials of life. Or an avenue back to paying work. It's a chance for all of us to give back something to the people who have given us so much enjoyment. For more information, visit www.heroinitiative.org or call 310-909-7809.
I just love the fucking phone number that goes to whoever.
We should just call it one day.
Call it right now.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. Thanks to Mark at Dark Tower for hosting us as always. Thank you to all the creators that helped us out at the New York Comic Con. Thank you to Hero Initiative. Thank you to the Podcasters Arena at Podcast Network. We are proud members of the Podcast Network. You can visit more great podcasts at www.comicspodcast.com. And that's about it. Everyone have a
start the car up.
Fantastic
John,
week.
Go start the car.
Go start the car. We'll be back again on Monday.
But in the meantime.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, in between time, we'll be everywhere in
and around
comics.
Comic books.
I get to say the funny thing now.
If you would like to suggest a topic, send us your comments, or are interested in becoming a panel member, email us at info@aroundcomics.com or visit the Contact Us section of our website. Music for the show provided by the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and do not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Thank you for listening today, and remember to join us next time when the panel will change, but our mission will stay the same. Bringing you the very best news, reviews, and opinions in and around comics. Around Comics is a Pipe Dream production. Copyright 2007. All rights reserved. Love you, baby. Yeah. Why you got my love and left me?